Matthew, are you awake?
Yes, I am.
It's about time, Matthew. We should try to get away from this place, tonight. Are you up for it?
Why didn't he say anything? Twice he left without saying anything.
I don't know. Does it frighten you? Him not being here?
I don't know anymore. I'm here, and I tell myself I'm ready to go. But I'm missing something.
You called him brother. Does he...
I wish I could tell you. I gave him my word. You're right. We should go.
Here, I'll help you up.
What's that?
It's horse hooves.
And they're getting closer. Is someone leaving Snowkeep at this time?
Maybe. Maybe they can spare room for the two of us.
Do you think they would recognize me?
Don't worry about that now. Let's just find out. They're getting closer. No, it's three separate horses with...
What?
Matthew, get behind me.
What?
Stay low, up against the wall.
Whoa!
You lay one finger on this man and you'll lose it.
I see the blind man has a different bodyguard now.
Robert.
Peter, give her a message.
Johanna!
It's all right, Matthew. He missed.
I'm rather disappointed, cousin. You should have taken the shot, Samson.
I considered it, but decided against it.
Still so soft, the both of you.
Peter, you promised.
Don't put this on Peter, woman. He's loyal. Loyal to his kin, loyal to authority.
What made you come looking?
Rats are curious creatures, aren't they? It took a while for us to find out where they all came from. Dozens of them, spread out all over the town. Small, perhaps, but you noticed them in such high numbers. Since people were so set against you, they started to guess. They said you were a witch, marked by the curse of a blasphemer. Samson here was thoroughly convinced.
The people came to tear down the inn and capture you. I went with them just to know the truth for myself. But when we arrived, we found no one, and nothing, except an abandoned pantry overrun with vermin.
You know, I thought so often of visiting you myself. I knew the other citizens did not wish to see you, but I thought it might be nice for me to show them that you and your services were still welcome.
Services? Even after all this time, you still want me?
I wanted to show them that you had something to offer in the community. Why else would I have insisted that our late captain send the doctor to help you in your recovery?
Leaving my mother to die. I know. Your cousin confessed that too.
But when I heard of your absence, I had to ask what happened. I asked everyone on the street when they had seen you last. None of them had seen you since the day you returned to the village. They'd avoided your inn like the plague. But Peter, loyal boy as he is, told me all that had happened between you and him. Oh, I was mad at first, but I stopped myself from punishing him outright. In that moment, I knew there was a chance you'd still be in here, searching for him. And here you are now. Almost convinces me that there is...
Step back, or I'll slit your damn throat.
Come on, Johanna. You can cut vegetables, but you could never cut my throat. You haven't the nerve to... I wouldn't try.
Johanna?
Stay back.
You can't negotiate with her, Robert. She's too far gone.
We should at least let her know our terms, don't you think?
Your terms, not mine. We should let the mob have them both.
Mob?
Thank you for spoiling my surprise, old man. Well, you might as well give them a sign that they are here.
Ah! What's going on?
You'll find out soon enough, blind man. Listen. Can you hear them? They're calling out. Calling for your death, Matthew. And calling out for your confession, Johanna.
Confession? I have nothing to confess.
You may say that, but that won't convince them. Take my word for it. When we call out for blood, we will get it. Unless you confess to one thing.
What?
That you were cursed by the devil. That you consorted with him, and he called you to carry him back up from the pit so he could bring chaos among us once again.
Are you really starting to believe your own lie, Samson? Or did you put him up to this, Robert? You gave him the incentive before. You convinced him to have Matthew thrown out. You would have killed him if you had the chance. But for once, Samson made his own judgment.
You had to say everything to her, didn't you, Peter?
And now you've convinced him to play the subservient one. He may be the captain now. He may control the mob. But you're the one whispering in his ear. That mob doesn't know you at all.
They know me very well. They know I'm the monster killer.
What?
That night we fought in the monster's house, there was only one man who stayed behind when all others retreated. There was only one way for him to escape. He could not slay the strongest one. But after the smaller one had been wounded by the other soldiers, he was there to strike the killing blow. They trust my judgment now. They'll follow me wherever I go.
Liar.
What's that, blind man?
You never did a thing to her. You couldn't have. Athos broke your sword.
What is he saying, Robert?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
You said your sword broke when it lodged in her ribs.
Of course it did. Why else would I still have this?
Matthew, he's got a broken hilt.
The prize for my victory. Its steel melted away in the beast's body.
Athos broke that blade before you were even awake. He threw the blade away. You only ran when she started to tear down the workshop.
I never run, blind man. You can't know that to be true.
You confessed it when Athos threatened you.
Robert.
Where was the blade, Robert? Tell me now, where was the blade?
Do you think they'll care, Samson? Listen to them. They're still calling for blood. They'll believe anything that you tell them. We'll still get what we want. There's nothing the blind man can say or do to stop them. Save for maybe letting her go.
Matthew, don't.
Joanna.
Can you not see Joanna? He cares too much for you. He doesn't want you to suffer anymore. Not for him. It's a simple trade. There is still a way you can live an ordinary life. A calm, quiet one, right here in Snowkeep. Just confess this one thing, and you'll be welcomed back home.
Ah! Robert!
Get me a bandage! A bandage, boy! There's blood in my eye!
It's not blood, Robert. That eye is gone.
Burn in hell.
Not before you! Samson!
Johanna!
Stay behind me!
Kill the demon spawn!
Ah! Watch out! Ah! Shadow, whoa!
What was that?
A boulder just landed between them and us.
Ancestors, let this be our final act.
Athos,
the stone bastard's still here.
Form ranks! All men with crossbows! Block off the entrance!
He's here! They're going to kill him.
Stay back, Matthew. Stay with me.
Fire!
What was that?
A second voice? What is it?
It can't be. Ram?
Take up arms, my brethren. We shall win out this day.
Take vengeance on the humans who stole your lives.
Ram! She's alive?
Who is she?
My feet will shake the earth.
There's three of them?
On this night, we fight against our rivals one last time.
A child?
No, it's a trick.
Take the west side of the cave now.
Tear down every wall and pillar in your way.
How many of these things are there?
Where did they all come from?
It's a trick. The other one had many voices when it died. Keep shooting.
Where?
Just follow the first voice. Fire at will.
Break all their spirits. Show them all our power.
Let them know our wrath.
Fight like monsters. Fight like gods. Ah!
Matthew, get down!
What's happening?
The rocks, they're raining down from above.
They're coming from everywhere.
Stay back, all of you.
They're coming from the walls.
No, there's only one.
He's throwing them against the walls. Must be.
Can you be sure of it?
You'll rue this day, mortals. The day you threatened our family. The day your city fell.
I am the raven.
I am the stag.
I am the pine tree.
I am the willow.
What is this?
I am the tortoise.
So many.
I am the polecat.
It's impossible.
I am the mushroom.
I am the rose.
They're coming closer.
I am the stallion.
Back!
I am the rat.
All of you, hide!
Johanna!
Stay with me!
I am the fox.
I am the ram.
I am Athos!
I can't see.
They're tearing down the mountain!
Run! They'll kill us all!
Get back here. Come back! There's only one. He's playing tricks on you. Samson! Samson, where are you? Make them stop. Make them obey. Make them fight.
You stay down.
Come on! Come on!
Athos! My brother!
You came back.
I never left. I couldn't. I was waiting for you to leave, so I didn't have to say goodbye.
Brother. Oh my God. How many wounded are there? How many dead?
Many.
You broke your code.
I...
Demon!
Ah!
No!
Matthew!
Damn!
Matthew, hold still. The bolt is in your left shoulder.
Whoever's left of you, kill the blind freak!
Johanna, hold on to him.
What?
Get down!
Athos.
He was our shield.
Samson!
God will see me judged right.
God can't hear you!
The beast has fire for blood. The captain's dead. The captain's dead! Run!
Athos!
Ow!
Matthew, hold still. The bolt will only go deeper. He's chasing down the villagers.
Come here, you.
Johanna!
Stay where you are, blind man, or she'll die before you do.
Get your hands off me!
Shut up! Didn't I say you hadn't the nerve to kill me?
Robert, please!
Shut up! I wasn't sure why I grabbed this at first. It was instinctual, I suppose. But when I saw you outside that cursed place, I could have killed you then and there with it. Ended this as it should have started. But your friend came between the two of us. Of course, it doesn't matter now, does it? He's not here anymore, is he? There's no way to stop the inevitable.
Never leave your blind spot open.
Johanna, are you all right?
Stay back, Matthew. You lost your hilt, Robert? Try something sharper.
No, you don't. You can blind me, you can bite me, you can knock the wind out of me, but I still have both hands, and this knife is mine.
Johanna, here.
Matthew, don't touch the bolts.
I have to.
What? Get off my leg, blind man.
Now, Johanna, now!
Peter. Pete. Boy.
Is he?
Yes. I stabbed him through his throat.
You're all right?
Yes. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Johanna. Thank you. Who's there? Who is it?
It's Peter. Looks so small.
Robert?
He's still holding his crossbow.
No. No, I... You're still... It's gone. It wasn't even loaded.
Why are you still here?
I knew he would punish me if I ever ran away. I just couldn't go back to Snowkeep. I can't even now. Please, let me go. I need you to let me go.
He asked me to do the same for him.
Please! I know what I've done. I know what this all was. The water, the cave, all of it. I never meant for any of it.
You have to live with it. Look at me, Peter. Now look at Matthew. Now look at all of the dead. You may not have meant for it, but you helped. You helped make this happen. Even if he was threatening you, you still could have stopped yourself.
This was not my war. I never... Please, let me go. Please.
Matthew?
No, not me. Johanna, you decide.
Go. Run away, Peter. Far away. From Snowkeep. From the soldiers. From your family. Don't stop running until no one knows who you are. Never come back.
Shadow! Shadow! Run, Shadow. Run! Yeah!
How do you know he won't break his word?
I don't. But he's seen this. That matters.
Athos, you've killed.
So have you. Or did he?
I did.
But I helped.
And why?
He threatened Johanna. He could have killed her.
And they would have killed you. Both of you. Can you live with what you've done?
We have to.
Good.
Athos?
No. Stay back. There's too much blood. You'll burn yourself.
Is it so bad? Can you not heal? Can you not seal your wounds?
I couldn't, even if I wanted to. It's just as I said. This was my last act.
No. But you can't. You're too powerful. You're too strong. You've outlived all of us.
I can't live forever. Nor would I want to.
Please. Please, Athos. Don't go.
Our family is calling me. They're inside of me. They've helped me in my cause. They heard my cry. They answered all at once. Now it's time for me to join them.
Where do you go?
I don't know yet. Nor should I. Nor should you. Go. Find your new home. Or even your old home with your old friends. You shouldn't stay here any longer. Leave this behind.
Don't ask me that.
It won't have to be forever. Johanna, Johanna.
Johanna.
Ram? Is that you?
Same face, different voice.
I wish I could tell you what I knew, what I learned. But our time grows short. You want to heal? You want to care for people?
I do.
Are you ready to learn?
Yes.
Never stop then. No matter what stands in your way, never stop. Promise me.
Promise us. Do you promise?
I do.
Athos, please.
You're hurt. Come closer, let me see your shoulder.
Matthew!
Don't!
My last bit of help.
What do I do now?
Just as you said you would. Live. Teach. Every tale, every myth, every epic that you know. Give your knowledge to those who will listen everywhere you go.
Don't make me forget you.
Tell them our story.
All of it. Brother.
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 Athos. Athos!
Step back, Matthew.
Brother! Brother. Athos. Athos.
Matthew. Here. His...
A silence falls in the caverns and deep within my soul. For the eagle's head has fallen. You're sure this is the place?
I met him a week ago. He was determined to have you visit. I'm certain he would lead me to the right house.
You're certain he'll know me?
They both will.
All right, come on. Here's the place.
Are you ready?
Yes. Help me down.
Yeah.
How much further now?
We're almost there. We're just at the door. Do you want to knock?
Would you please?
Yes, can I... Are you Johanna?
Yes, I am.
Then this must be...
Hello, Sarah.
Matthew. My God. Come in, please. Well... It's... Welcome home, Matthew.
The city's changed. It's gotten... noisier.
I'm so glad you've come. He's so excited to see you again.
I never knew. When did it happen?
6 years ago. You were... I suppose you were still in Snowkeep, but we lost contact with you. I'm so sorry.
Don't be. I was so happy to hear.
Come. He's impatient to speak with you. Johanna, you can come in as well.
No, it's all right. I need to get back to the apothecary. I'm waiting for a shipment of ginger to arrive today.
I see. Well, best wishes to you. Please, come some other time.
Thank you.
This way, Matthew.
Johanna?
It's all right, Matthew. You don't need my help now. You can let go.
Thank you.
Andrew, he's here.
Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Andrew.
It's so good to see you, old friend. Did Joanna bring you here?
Yes.
She had to leave for her work.
I see. Sarah, could you please find Matthew something to eat?
While you talk?
Believe me, you'll hear what he has to say very soon.
It's all right. I don't need anything. She can listen if she wants to.
Thank you, Matthew.
Matthew, come this way. Please, sit down.
Thank you.
Does Joanna accompany you wherever you go?
Whenever I need her most, but I never force her to.
She's a very caring person.
Indeed. My dearest friend.
What an interesting cane you carry. May I?
Certainly.
What's the totem on top of it?
An eagle's head. It's a memory of sorts.
I see.
How big is your collection here?
Oh, very. Scrolls, manuscripts, tablets, all the histories I could collect.
Are you trying to translate them?
What I can. I don't know very many languages. My students help me when they can. But once translated, everything written here tells me something of what happened in the past. You remember when we played like Saxons fighting goblins?
That was long ago.
I never forgot it. And the more you talked about the Saxons, the more I wanted to know.
He could never stop obsessing over them. For years, I had to remind him to try to change the subject.
You gave me that, my friend. That strange mind of yours. Well, shall we begin? I hope you don't mind my being direct. These days, very few people would willingly say they lived in Snowkeep for any amount of time.
Did Johanna tell you anything of it?
Some. She told me up to when she ran away, although she didn't explain how you came to join her.
We both had our reasons to leave.
But still, for you to have lived there for so long, few people would talk about the place. They say the town lies derelict.
I can't claim to know that. It has been 5 years since I left.
Well, what can you tell me about that place?
What do you not know about it?
Well, Joanna told me about the buildings and some of her work, but not much about the people who lived there.
Of its people, I have a very limited knowledge. They did not speak to me, and for the most part, I did not speak to them.
Well, there must be something that you could tell me about the place. About any of its inhabitants. I ought to set it down so people can remember something of what happened in that lost town.
Yes. Well, it's hard to...
Mother, Father!
Michael, what is it?
You see my drawing, Mother?
Whoa, wait, boy. Calm down.
You have a son?
Yes. A lively spirit, as you can probably hear.
You'll have to excuse his energy.
You wouldn't mind if he stays here while we talk?
No, of course not.
See this, Father? See the dragon breathe fire?
Oh, incredible, Michael. Who's it fighting?
The soldiers have come to take his treasure, but they can't have it. It's the dragon's treasure. It belongs to no one else.
It certainly doesn't.
Michael, this is Matthew.
Hello, Michael.
Michael? Answer the man.
Hello, sir.
I'm no sir. You're interested in dragons, are you?
I love them. I love all of them. Dragons, goblins, griffins, trolls.
He's obsessed with tales of monsters.
I love monsters.
I see. Have you ever seen a monster, Michael?
No, sir. My friends claim they saw a giant worm in the well.
Do you ever go looking for monsters?
Yes, sir, but they don't want to be found. They never want to be found.
No, you're right about that. They don't want to be found.
Matthew's the man from Snowkeep I told you about. He's telling me all about what happened there.
Is it true about the monsters of Snowkeep?
What about the monsters of Snowkeep?
My friends say that people don't live there anymore after the monster destroyed it.
Really? Destroyed it?
My friends sing rhymes about the monsters of Snowkeep. Crash, boom, crash, boom. From Snowkeep come your doom. Crash, boom, crash, boom, within the stony tombs.
They sing that?
Yes, sir. It's like a game.
Well, there's some truth in it. Though that's not all that can be said about the monsters of Snowkeep.
No?
Would you like to hear more about them?
Yes, please, Father, Mother.
Of course. Let's hear it.
Will you write it down so I can remember, Father?
All right. I've got my pen. Matthew, you may begin.
Well, I'm going to tell you a story. Some people might not want to hear it.
Whoa, Argo! Is this the place? There's a stone eagle's head by the doorway.
That's the one.
Come on, students, let's begin.
Some people will wonder what its meaning is.
How much further do you expect this will be?
Sir, we've reached a crossroad.
Well, where are we supposed to go now?
Straight ahead, Andrew. We're almost there.
Lead on, then.
And some people will want to say that it happened in a different way.
Come on, men, faster!
Not too fast. You might break them if the rocks fall on them.
Wait, I found it. I found the staircase.
Come on, let's move.
But this is what I know of it, for this is what I lived. This is what I felt.
Incredible.
This is what I heard.
All these figures and murals, these are all of them?
All of them. All that they left behind. All of my family. What is a monster? People will always ask what a monster does. How does it behave? What does it look like? I can only answer to two of those things.
Echo was written and directed by Sky Thorleifson and produced at the Red River College in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Executive produced by Sky Thorleifson, Alan Loretta Thorleifson, Dan Sawatsky, Robin Rosemary Maurer, Ken and Marlene Craker, Winnie McNabb, and Ed and Millie Hildebrand. Music was composed and produced by Donovan Yonk. Our logo was designed by Alyssa Etzel. Sound effects partially taken from freesound.com. For a full list of credits, visit our website. Featuring vocal performances by Robert Zirk as Matthew, Brandon Vink as Athos, Toby Zhang as Johanna, James Carter as Robert, Chuck Fefchuk as Samson, Sky Thorleifson as Peter, and Fabian Tekka as Ram. Also featuring vocal performances by Aidan Clowett, Samantha Don, Everett Fritinsky, Harris Gale, Justin Giesbricht, Zach Gerard, Sarah Grollo, Isabel Haderer, Graham Hoosen, Mason Canna, Ariel Leo,
Georgia Lowen,
Devin Lowry, Jennifer Pasdor, Matt Pilgrim, Ali Sigurdsson, Rowan Dragonmaster Spracklin, Aaron Rose, Danton Unger, Andy Weinberg, and Judy Aloega. Follow us on social media at EchoPodcast2019 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For merchandise and to learn more about the show, please visit our website, EchoPodcast2019.com. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. And thank you for listening.